Welcome to the 8 Billion Project, where we're on a mission to make an impact by discovering and sharing the purpose of every person on this planet. I'm your host, Lisa Florida. Enjoy today's episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 8 Billion Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Florida. And today we have our season opener, season three opener, my dear friend and your mystical guide, Marissa Greco. But let me tell you a little bit about her first. Marissa is the host.
Only stuff that is legally cannot get me in trouble. You can only talk about it.
Remember you gave me this right before your lawyers edited
my lawyers looked at it. Okay. I just want to make sure she's not telling you something you're not supposed to know.
Right? Okay, so we're good to go. This is it. Okay. Yes, this is it. She is the host of the new Your Mystical Guide. Marissa provides a fun-loving and informative look at our current evolution of consciousness with a drink in her hand, and that is not vodka.
But or could it be? It could be. It should be.
With a drink in her hand and a wink in her eye, Marissa Greco helps newcomers connect to their psychic self while providing thought-provoking questions for those on the path to enlightenment. She explores chakras, energy healing, mindfulness, and Marissa Greco is a certified Reiki healer, intuitive medium, voice dialogue facilitator, and spirit junkie.
Yes. I like the junkie part. I'm always like, and she's a junkie.
She is. You know, I always refrain from saying that I was a spiritual junkie, but I am now in my full power.
Yeah.
I am a spiritual junkie.
Yeah, you are the perfect example of a junkie. Yeah. A spiritual junkie.
Well, welcome to the 8 Billion Podcast, my dear friend.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I know. Like we were saying, this has been probably years and lifetimes in the making.
Yes. I'm just happy that this is finally being documented. Because Sometimes being with you, we have the best conversations. It's so enlightening. It's so magical. And I'm like, oh, I wish that other people could have heard that. Because I think sometimes what goes on between us, again, legally, people, get your minds out of the gutter, is very enlightening and shifting, and it feels so good at the end.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. And that's exactly why I wanted to bring you on here, because I told people for this last year, right, there's been a huge transformation in everything that I've done. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys could see that, especially watching me go through 2020 and then live streaming and then starting this podcast. It was a huge difference. And I've said that I've had a meditation coach, and here I am today. I'm sharing this gift with you.
Yay!
She is my mystical guide. And one day, you know, she could be your mystical guide.
But for $15, you too can have a mystical guide. You can have a mystical guide. But yeah, it was amazing. It's so beautiful to watch someone transform. And I think one of the things about you that I love is you stuck with it. You know, so many people will have one session with me and it changed their life, but then they don't see me again for 6-7 months. And then it's like, okay, we're starting all over again. But because you were so consistent and you just kept growing, it was like watching the cocoon open up, seeing the butterfly come out, then seeing the butterfly fly into the sky. Do you know
what I mean? Yes, that's exactly how I felt, because I'm going to let everyone know how I first met you. So I was looking for a Reiki healer. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was researching in my area who were. And I said, okay, I think I reached out to three. I don't know if you know the story. I reached out to three Reiki healers and I said, whoever contacts me back first is the one that I'm going to go with. Well, sure enough, you were the first one that contacted me first, right? But that was probably always meant to be. In my logical mind, I was trying to find a reason to see who I would go with.
Right.
But then I did book my first appointment session with you, and we did it in person.
Yes.
Right. And then I said, Marissa, I feel like I have this anxiety on my chest and I don't believe it's mine. Do you remember that?
Right.
And you said, good. You said, good. You're starting. You get it. Right. And then from there,
your awareness was already shifting.
Right.
And then we had to get that big fat guy that was laying on top of you. We're like, demon be gone. And we're like,
that's what it was. Right. And I believe that I carried that for much of my life.
Yes,
I did. And I was starting to realize a lot of other things that were starting to happen that I was carrying through through a lot of my life. And one of the first things we did was this whole energy clearing thing, because you were reminding me that sometimes you can have stuck energy throughout your body or even throughout your lifetime that probably happened either years back or, you know, maybe even, I don't know.
Relationships, childhood, past lives. I think that's one of my favorite things about doing in-person visits.
Yes.
Is because when you tap into somebody's energy, I never know what I'm going to see. So each person is such a surprise, such a gift, such a new story. So it's not like I can follow a formula where I'm like I'm not that healer that's just like, okay, I'm going to put my hands on you. We're going to do A, B, and C. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen, but we do it in such a playful, fun way because you're unique and what's around you is unique and where you want to go is unique. So I like to play the role of being your guide and teaching you to where you want to go, not where I think you should go or how I think you should be, right?
Exactly. Because isn't it like that's what everything is we have all the answers within. You're just helping me be a facilitator to bring it out. Because you told me you're a high manifester. And I said, I am?
You're so cute. No, you were so in it. Like, you were like, I am? Goosebumps. Still gives me goosebumps. Because it's true. It's like I can see your light. And when somebody comes in, I focus only on their light and then I can see where it's slightly dim. And that's where we know, oh, that's all it is. So I don't want to get into, oh, this problem was from childhood and this is this. I'm like, let's get rid of it. Let's just dust you off so that you can become brighter so you can get more in touch with your authentic self.
Right.
Right. And then one of our sessions I thought was really amazing where I, you know, I tapped into your energy field and all of a sudden, you know, I start asking my questions, you know, what you need in that session. And then I was blown away. I started getting one of your past lives. Yes. Do you remember that? God. And I was just like, it still gives me goosebumps.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what do you see? What do you see?
We're both like, hold on. There's a lot happening. And what I love too is, you know, because people ask, well, is it real when you tap into their past lives?
Yeah.
It's so different than my imagination, because when I think of me just sitting on my couch, if you were to be like, can you write a story? Can you do this? I'd be like, I don't know. I have to think of something. You know, my mind is kind of lazy in that way. Whereas when you put your hands on somebody and all of a sudden I'm able to see your past lives, it's like watching a movie. It's so bright and so colorful. And I just remember seeing you. Can I share?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Please share.
I just remember it was like you were on this horse and...
You were on this horse and you were wearing this beautiful white gown.
Yes.
Wait, that was fantasy. That was fantasy.
Yes, exactly. And it wasn't that at all, right? And I was like, yeah, like, what did I look like?
You're a goddess. I think you're naked and you've got a sword in your hand. No. But I was like, oh, it's interesting because you were like a male soldier in charge of all these lives, in charge of all these people. And you had to be around so much death and you carried so much of that responsibility for all these people. Like it's so,
I know up, right? Now it's just like, wow.
And it's, and you still do that. You still help, you're still helping people and you're still, you know, talking to massive amounts of people.
Yeah.
But the key in that whole session was you releasing the guilt and the pain that you were carrying from that lifetime. And then after that session, you like released it. It was like, remember that? You were glowing. We had to sit down. You're like, what happened?
It was crazy though, because around the same time when I was doing the meditations at home, I was starting to have visions. And remember, you would ask me, well, what do you want to work on today? I said, could you tap into my past life, maybe? So you would always ask you, well, what do you want to work on? But then I also remember there were times that maybe I would ask for suggestions from you.
Yes.
Yes.
And they always, perfect. Like it was always, we're always in sync. Because I feel like when we switch, when I go into the mystical guide mode, it's more like, of course, I love being fun and crazy, but it's like that side of me has to take a back seat. Doesn't always like to. It's like, oh my God. I'm the entertainer. But it's like I can feel the switch of then you know, the mystical energy coming through.
No, and I just want to let you guys know, audience, that's exactly what, okay, because when I started going to Marissa, we only had a few sessions before we went into quarantine and started doing everything remote. But right. that past life session was actually in person. And I remember laying down on the what is that? The cot or whatever had, the bed.
I love it.
And I was like, no, I don't want to say bed, you know?
It was a towel and there was a pillow involved.
But it's crazy. And the experience is very, it's amazing because remember we'd go through the session and I just wanted to describe what maybe it might be, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah.
I love
a session would be like. Yeah. So I'm laying down and then Marissa would just be like, she's tapped in, channeled into the energy. But what's crazy is we're still consciously there.
Yeah, we're consciously
there. We are consciously there because she's like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, why? What did you see? What did you see? And then she's like, hold on, let me channel. And then I was just like, okay. But yeah,
it gets so fun though. What I love is because in some area of your body and in your field, it resonates for you. Like very rarely will we talk about a past life or a past situation where you don't feel that feeling somewhere.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like it resonates. And that's when you know it's right. And that's where it kind of gives you permission to heal it and let it go. Do you know what I mean? It's like I was that person in that lifetime. If there's some kind of echo and I'm still carrying his pain, which is my pain now, I give myself space to release it. Like it's okay. And I love him, which is the past me and me right now. And I choose happiness. I choose light. I choose to be expanded. And that's where all of a sudden it becomes lighter and more fun.
Yes.
Because that other energy always feels so
heavy.
Heavy
and dense. And that's a lot of work that we did last year.
A lot of work. And now when you look back, we're like, oh my goodness.
Right.
Like compared to your little wings now.
Oh yeah. I just got wings. I wanted to wear this because Marissa and I both also have an affinity to the Native American culture.
Yes.
So typically you'll see Marissa wearing it.
Yes, it's true. Actually, I ripped one off because I tried to wear it.
Yeah,
I had to wrestle her down.
I only have one feather in this room.
It might be right here. I'm just
kidding. It's right there.
What happened to my other feather? It's not her top, damn it. I'm kidding.
No, I know. We're all like, okay, we're in a podcast right now.
We're in a podcast. Bring it in. People are not going to know about feathered earrings and what's going on. But I love it because, again, I feel like you're that perfect example of feeling that you know you want to do something and you're not sure what it is, but we keep peeling away those layers to get closer to you.
And yes.
What do I like? What do I want? And so many of us, we don't know. First of all, nobody ever really asks you that, right? You're kind of told, well, you should like this or you should do this, but just genuinely going, what do I like? What don't I like? I use those because sometimes, especially when I'm in the lower frequencies, you know, pouty, I'm like, there's a lot of stuff I don't like. So I use that also to gauge where I don't want to go into or I don't want to do, right? So using it, no matter if it's dark or light, pointing to the direction that makes you feel better. And then it's so interesting. Sometimes things surprise you. Like I would have had no idea. I got really into making jewelry. And if you had told me, you're going to love making jewelry, I would have been like, that's not me. I don't like making jewelry. Like that's that girl or that's that guy. But then I remember wanting to create a piece of art with my characters on it. And I went to this blacksmith class and all of a sudden I picked up a torch and I had a piece of metal in my hand. And all of a sudden I just lit up and it's like I channeled my grandfather from a past life. I mean, my grandfather in this lifetime, but he was a blacksmith. But the energy and seeing the metals change just lit something inside of me where I was transported to this new world. And I had this flow going through me. And I thought, this is so cool because I overrode my thoughts, who I think I am, what I think I am. And all of a sudden I was doing something that felt so magical.
Right.
Right. And then all of a sudden your creativity comes out and I would make these infused pieces of jewelry that I would then give to my friends to help them feel better. Like this bracelet's going to help you feel more strong, confident, loving. And it would give me so much happiness to give those away and create that.
Well, that's a perfect example of what like energy is, right?
Yes.
Because right after that, no, and that's why I was just going to say that helps me segue into this, was we went into quarantine. And then I was like, well, what am I going to do with my sessions with Marissa? Because people typically think that when you're working with a healer, you need to be in the same room.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so when I reach out to you and you're like, nope, we're not doing, we can do remote, right? And then yeah. I was like, well, is it going to work? And I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
And then from there, I still continued because I really did finally start to realize that everything could be done even just remote, that energy is like, it comes from all around the place and that you can heal remotely.
Yeah. And it's all intention. Again, intention, like I'm going to work with this person and we're consciously going to connect and you feel that connection and you feel that release. And it's all playing at that higher dimension, but we're all aware that we're doing it, right? Like Absolutely. You're aware that I'm working on you.
Absolutely.
Now, when you do work like that, what's cool too, is you start to realize how we do it unconsciously throughout the day. You know, like I'll be having conversations with my mom, you know, like I'll call you later or you know, with my daughter, you know, are you okay? I'm just making sure I'm checking on you. And we just do things energetically or right. we feel like, oh, I got to go home right now. I think something happened to my daughter. I feel like this anxiety. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So we're always connecting to that frequency. We just don't realize we're doing
yes.
it. Right.
Because from that point forward, right, what ended up happening was I was just becoming so in tune with my body. What I would think was just like, oh, my pain in my back. I was just now I was like, who's stepping into me? Marissa, who's stepping into me?
Exactly.
Right?
All of a sudden,
you could tell when people are tapping into your energy or if it wasn't yours. It still takes practice.
Yes.
It does, because still some of the energy is yours. And so it's for you to discern what's yours
yes.
and what's not.
Yes.
Good student.
Oh, good, I feel so happy. It's like student becomes master and we continue. No, but it's so true. And I love that. I love that because the minute we recognize that something is not mine. I think the first step, though, if anybody's just listening in, though, is find out how you feel when you're in neutral. So when you're by yourself, start to get used to, well, what does my frequency feel like? And I'll do sometimes like a quick walk or a run or jump on my bike because, of course, now in COVID, I had to get that bike to help me get back in shape. But anyways, you know, because sometimes when you get off of it. It doesn't sound right. Sometimes, anyways, you're a little bit more of what your frequency feels like. So getting familiar with, well, how do I feel when I'm in a good space or when I'm in a neutral space?
Yes.
So that way now I can discern when something comes in. And if it's mine, I can usually tell because it'll be a tie to an old story. You
yes.
know, like, so I'll think, oh, this one was mine. But other times where it comes out of the blue, where you're just like, I go from neutral to feeling, you know, stuck or angry or frustrated, you know, I'll look around, see if there's anybody new around me.
Yes.
And then also energetically, I'll see if I can follow that chord or that feeling to see if I can see a person's face or get yes. a sense of who that might be and start to trust. You know, at first we're just playing, you're using your imagination, you know, get playful with it. So it's not so much right or wrong.
Yes.
And again, it's not about blaming. Like, we're not trying to turn it into this thing like, this isn't my energy, it's somebody else's, so I don't
yes.
have to deal with it. It's more of awareness and playfulness. Like, oh, this is my neighbor's energy. He's really upset right now. I'll just send him love. But I'll also take out all that negativity or all that heaviness out of my field because right now that doesn't serve me.
Absolutely. No, right. absolutely. No, because you're just making me think of so many. I mean,
go, you're
a whole, yes, exactly. After a whole year, and I think we were like even working with each other on a weekly basis, because it was just once, and this is another thing, once we started getting rid of like all the dense energy, and what you were saying was you were helping me clear so I can expand and take in more light, that's truly when a lot of the manifestations started happening.
Yeah.
And then
when
we
did, superpowers came
out. And that's when we started doing astral projections.
Yeah, that was fun. Like my head is all tingling, like astral projections.
You guys have to hear these experiences.
It's great. Yeah, because it's harder. When somebody's dealing with all that heaviness, you can't fly as high as you want to. And then
it'll
once-
just be like a kite.
Yeah, it's just you're, and that's why I like to use activating your superpowers or activating your psychic gifts as, for me, it's my end goal because I don't know, I always just love the magic in life and in the world. So if I think to myself, oh, I want to work on my clairvoyant ability because I want to be able to see more,
yes.
if that means me having to get rid of an old belief that I'm not good enough. I'm like, okay, I want to get rid of that because I want my clairvoyant abilities yes. to get better, as opposed to giving all the attention of, but is that story right? Or what does it feel like to feel good? I'm like, forget about that story. Who cares? It's like, I want to be able to have clear visions, or I want to be able to talk to my guides, or I want to be able to manifest the life I want. I no longer want to play that same record. Like, I already know what playing these thoughts are going to get me. And if they're only going to get me living where I am and feeling the way I am, yeah. I'm like, I already know that story. Thank you. Thank you for teaching me that story. But I want a new story. I want a story where I'm manifesting what I want, where yes. I have magic, where I can see, where I can connect to friends that are of this high frequency. Mm-hmm. And together, we're creating high frequency things, like just being here, right? Like, I'm like tingling.
Right.
Because it makes life so much more fun.
Absolutely. Right? And it was fun. Absolutely.
Right.
So my first experience.
Yes.
I'll let the audience know. My first experience, was it the Merkaba? It probably was the Merkaba.
First we started, we activated your Merkaba light body. And you're so cute too. You're like, really? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get in the Merkaba. And I was like,
I think you're ready. I think you're ready.
So what is it? Okay, so if anyone, would you be able to describe what a Merkaba is? Because then you started having me.
We started spinning it.
Spinning it. Right. But then also, is it two parts?
It's two parts.
Yeah. So do you want to?
So we just had the Texahedron part, which is like the pyramid shape.
Yes.
Which is the top part. So the point is above your head, about a foot. And then the base goes to about your knees.
Okay.
Right? Yes. And then the second pyramid, Texahedron, is about a foot below your feet. And then the base is about your shoulders.
Got it.
And then you're at the center of the Merkaba. So we had you energetically, you know, you're centered in the middle. And then as we spin the top one clockwise and the bottom one counterclockwise, you kind of stay in the stillness in the middle. And then it was funny because we started spinning it and it was picking up speed. And then I'm like, okay, we're lifting off. We're flying now. And I was like, I better get my Merkaba on.
No, and then you were like, where are you going? And then I was like, I don't know. Just told me to spin this thing.
It's true. Then we started flying. And then it felt like we entered this wormhole and it was just following you. And what I love about this work too is just allowing to see what happens.
Yes.
And where it takes you. And just trust that we're in a great space. It's not like we were scared or, you know what I mean? Where is this going to take us? Like a planet far, far away. But more just like kids, like exploring. And still, you know that you're protected because you are in such a high frequency of light and love. And I just remember you taking off and then we were flying.
I was trying
to keep up with you. I'm like,
you were. And then you were like, where are you going? I was like, I don't know. You had me get in this thing.
Yeah. And then it was like we arrived at this planet. It's almost like we slowly approach this planet. And again, with just honest and openness, I know it sounds crazy, but anytime you open up to different dimensions, you know, it's a new story, a new place. And I love it. Again, it's, if you feel like it's your imagination, fine.
Fine.
But I know my imagination is not this good. I cannot give my, you know, logical mind any credit. Because again, if I had to write down anything that looked like this, there's no way I would have come up with this kind of detail.
Right.
That's what makes me go, this is a different place. This is a new world that I've never seen before. And then, I mean, you can say
it. Oh, and then you already know what I was going to say. Or,
go ahead.
Well, because mind you, I just want to let the audience know, we're working remotely. So we're on the phone and she's literally like, you know, she takes me through this. So everything is imagination. But what was interesting is when we started doing these projections, you would ask me to describe what I see and I would describe it.
Yes.
And you're like, yep.
Yeah, that's like, what makes it, that gives me such
goosebumps. I'm just like, what?
Because when two people are in the same space and we can see the same thing, for me, those are the magic moments with all my clients.
Yeah.
And I'm still, you know, I'm a work in progress too. I'm still learning and exploring. You know, I don't claim to be like, I am the expert. I will take you as a tour guide to outer space. But each place is wherever that energy, wherever that soul needs to go to get the answers. And it's always someplace new. So it's not like a repeated program like, oh, I'm going to take you.
Yeah, exactly.
Betty went to planet Zotar and we met King Typhon. And
we got to take dimension 2 to dimension 5 highway.
We are going to take the north quadrants and, you know, your guide looks, wow, just like my other clients did. You know, don't keep my clients apart because we travel to the exact same places.
But well, let me ask you, when we did, and when you assisted me on those Astro Productions, you didn't know where we were going to go either?
No. I mean, I am a little bit like, we're going. I'm a little bit of a free flyer like that because I want to see where your soul needs to go as opposed to me going, we're going to go to the garden where you are going to sit under a tree. You know what I mean? I'm more like, let's go on a joyride, right? Yeah. You're in your Merkaba. I'm in my Merkaba, which actually what I love about the Merkaba too is it does feel like you're in your own little spaceship and we're traveling together and you're in your spaceship and I'm in mine and we're traveling. So we're connected, but we're still in our own bubble, which is a great way to practice being in life, right? I still want you to be as bright as you can be with all your gifts. And I'm doing the same thing. It's so many times in relationships, we're trying to put those Merkabas together and like, try to become one. And that's where I think everything gets all muffled because everybody's taking everything personally. And
yes, because I always, even in my meditations now, if I ever use the Merkaba, it's my vehicle.
Right. It's your vehicle.
Yeah. And then I just am like, boom, and I go far and
I fly away. The other thing I like doing with the Merkaba is I'll just sit there, you know, in my living room. And if I start to feel the energy around me getting thick and heavy or just so much and I can't take it, I'll spin it and stay in the living room almost like I'm spinning and whipping all the energy that no longer serves me off of me. Like I'm like that dog. Get this water off me.
You know? Exactly. I keep on thinking of the dog Coco that I'm watching.
Yeah, right now. Coco. Coco. Like this. Exactly. Just shake it off. And you hear that expression too. Shake it off. If it's not yours, shake it off.
And that's exactly what you're saying, right? Yeah. That's why when you're saying, like, when you're feeling a certain way and you're tapping in and just trying to figure out if it's yours or someone else's energy, you can discern from it, take it in, and then, you know, in and through. Yeah.
What I like doing too now is I'll say, what's the message here for me? Do you know what I mean? Whether it's mine now, before it used to be big. Is this mine? Is this mine? If what not, you know, here? I'm like, get him out of here. Like, I was like the evil queen. This energy is not mine. Just cut it off. Get it out. Now I'm a little bit like, okay, this energy's here. What can I learn from it really fast? I'll feel the feeling and then just let it go.
Yeah.
Dissolve it.
Because that's what I'm saying. A lot of these, like everyone is unconsciously operating. And then sometimes they'll feel like they have all of these thought processes and things, but you don't realize as in your lifetime, a collection of energy that's projected at you. Like when is, that's why it was really important for me to bring you on here because I really wanted everyone to start understanding as we move forward into like this new consciousness, right? This new earth that we're all living in, that there is like so many other ways of dealing with a lot of things.
Absolutely. I think one gift, if I could give your audience, is as you're starting to shift, as you're starting to raise your energy, right? Sometimes, we live in a third dimension, but as you raise your energy, you're starting to go more into the fourth dimension. Yes. And there's the lower fourth dimension, which is the energy is a little bit more negative and heavy. And then as you go up, it gets lighter and lighter. But so much of the time, as you start to break free, you start to get stuck in that lower fourth dimension and you think that all those feelings, all those thoughts are just yours. And what you don't realize, especially if you're really sensitive, it gives me goosebumps, is that you're feeling everybody's stuff. That's why I think some people just get so overwhelmed because they're the ones releasing it and they're the ones, but they're taking it personally as opposed to saying, let me take a break. Let me take a moment and just let this energy go through me and just flush it out. Almost like energetically, you're going to the bathroom, knowing that not only are you helping yourself, but you're also helping the collective.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're doing right now. And we have a lot of people that are focused on all the what ifs and the negativity and, the earth could go a dark way or the earth can go this way. And the answer is yes to all of that. But what do you choose to bring energy to? What do you choose for your world? Do you want to choose fear? Do you want to choose giving energy to chaos and back to the people that we think are in power? And even if it's anger, it's just like, well, take back your power and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. No, I want to be happy. I choose to be in love. I choose to be connected.
Yeah.
I'm going to release and transmute these old energies, whether it's my ancestors, whether they're my own, whether it's my neighbors, right?
Right.
Sometimes It's like, that's not even yours.
We went through that too. We went through ancestors. I was like, that's on the list. I was like, we went through ancestor healing. And there
ancestor
was
ancestor healing. Yeah. We don't talk about that.
And that's a lot of things that we're going to heal. And I'm so glad I knew. And I'm just like looking at you right now. I was like, I knew that this was like the message too, sometimes even being channeled, right? Yeah. Because we are moving into a new earth. But another thing too is that a lot of our ancestral generational like pains have followed us.
And I want to validate them. It was perfect when they were in that time period. And it was perfect because that's what kept them safe. Mm-hmm. But it no longer works in this time period, in this body, because we're shifting it. We're no longer wanting to live in fear. We're no longer afraid that, you know, hopefully not running out of food, but just certain basic things that maybe, you know, we're all fear-based or scarcity, you know, we're still holding that. Like it makes me laugh when I think of even my youngest daughter. You know, I try not to live in scarcity, but I'll even hear her sometimes say things that my grandfather would say. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even live back at home. You know, she's not around my family, but she'll get very upset if she sees us wasting things or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, that's in her. And it's still a good quality. I'm not saying, hey, let's all go out and, you know, be wasteful, but catching when there's still a program being played, even though I consciously don't think I put that out there. Do you know what I mean? And
absolutely.
I'm like, oh, so we're constantly upgrading that to come from abundance and also not coming from lack, right? So it's just that simple thing. I actually read something this morning that abundance is a frequency. It's something that we tune into. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we possess.
That's very true.
And I was like, that's so true, because I'm always like, well, if this stuff's going to work, you know, I'm always like, well, I want that house and I want that, you know, that ocean view. And I feel like I'm putting it out there and it'll come to me in pieces, but I'm still coming from a space of lack, as opposed to, well, you already have a beautiful house. You already have a beautiful family. Mm-hmm. You're already surrounded with love, you know, and coming from enough, we're already full, because technically I want those things because I think, oh, if I have that, it's going to make me happy.
Right.
Am I starting to, I feel like I'm starting to ramble now. And then I'm like,
no. Because it's so crazy though. Cause as you're talking about these experiences, all these flashbacks of all the work that we did last year, I mean, it's just so much. I wish I could talk about all of it.
Yeah.
But maybe
that's like a whole season.
That's a whole season. Exactly. Maybe we're manifesting something where we're going to be talking about it in the future.
Yeah. Well, it's because everything that you've done, you went from releasing heavy emotions, heavy old baggage, heavy ancestral stuff, and just clearing, cleaning. And then that gave you space all of a sudden to go, you know what? I want to do a show. And then we were like, yeah, that's amazing. Well, what kind of show? And you were like, I want to help bring people together. I want to help get stories out. I want to help sharing. Look, my arms are lighting up.
No, right? And now that you're saying that, though, remember when I first came, I was like, Marissa, I have this big vision, but I don't know how it's going to happen. Initially, my logical mind, I really thought it was just going to be a business connector with all the business that I've done in real estate. And it definitely, the future is still all, you know, it's all just happening, you know, it's all coming together now. But I had no clue, though, what it was. And then what you were helping me do was just clear the pathway so then I could clearly hear the messages that were coming in. And in July of last year is when I heard Spirit say, okay, you're going. And I was like, well, where am I going?
Yeah. Is this my Merkaba talking? Is this my Merkaba?
Where am I going? And then I literally saw, like, my friend had a live streaming app and I was like, you're doing that. And I was like, oh, come on. I'm not live streaming. Live streaming is for 20-year-olds.
Right.
Right. And I was like, no, you're doing it. So I ended up getting a ring light. I just listened, because what told me was like, just start it. And if you find success in it, you'll know that this is the direction we're asking you to go in.
I think that's the beautiful part. And I even have to remember that is the trust what we receive in the moment, because that's where that logical mind or our old programs are exactly that. Like, oh, I don't want to do that. That's not me.
Yes.
But you're asking for that energetically. So that's where we feel stuck too in our bodies. And then when we don't do it, I think that's when we also feel upset at ourselves, because we knew that we had that moment where we didn't listen to.
Then, yes.
So then we have to, again, take that space and go, okay, I think that was my guides talking to me. I was a little bit afraid to jump there. They told me I should go on camera, or they told me I should talk to that person. And I know I didn't, but I heard you. I was afraid, but I'm going to take a step closer, and maybe next time I will do that.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So, because it's so easy for us to be hard on ourselves again and get stuck in that loop. And that's what we're trying to get out of, that mental loop, and starting to trust. Like, okay, calm down.
Yeah. Because by the second half of last year, that's truly like what I was saying with all the work that I was doing. I was no longer like looking for exterior forces. I was listening to everything inside. And that's why even the podcast, then the podcast was born in October, right? And then from there, it was just like listening to my, and then another thing from there, I think we started doing more like causal chakra, or like the antenna.
Yeah, the causal chakra.
That was huge, because from there, the crown opened up for me. And then I was like able to start now seeing in my visions, my guides, and they were talking to me.
Yes. And if you don't know what the causal chakra is, I do have a video on YouTube that will talk about the causal chakra and how to open it, because that's a perfect example of when you start opening up those higher chakras, it releases visions, energy.
Then you're insane. Because I remember I was like, what's going on?
Do I have a migraine?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or the light was just, it was super sensitive. But what you have to do is allow it.
Allow it.
Yeah.
Because I always think when the light's coming in, whether you feel the frequency or the tingling of the light, I always envision that my cells, my nervous system, my body is upgrading to hold this new frequency. So if you think of yourself being dense and heavy, only so much light can get in.
Can get in.
Right? You're like, you're a sieve, or, you know, with all those holes in it.
Yes.
All of a sudden you got blasted with light, you'd be like, ah! What is happening to me? But the more you practice and you hold more and more light, now you can bring down those higher frequencies. And also you start to connect probably, you know, deceased loved ones, your guides, you know, angels, because you're able to hold a similar frequency where it's easier for you to communicate.
To communicate.
And isn't it such a great feeling to, and we have those moments, but where we do look inwards for the answers. Like, I was so trained, and I still have a bad habit of times where I'm like, I want to get everybody else's opinion. I never listen to anybody else's opinion, even directions. I'm like, excuse me, where do you, even my navigation in my car.
But I'm just going to ask.
Yeah. My kids laugh. They're like, why are you even putting the address on in the car's navigation? Because my car is going to say, turn right. And I'm going to be like, why do you want me to turn right here? Why don't we go straight down the road?
Let me
jump on the highway. Yeah. Who wrote this navigation system?
Let me give you instructions.
I'll let you know which way I should go. Getting mad at the device. But it's that same thing when all of a sudden you start going inward, you have a little bit of happiness because there's no judgment. Mm-hmm. And also that kind voice. I feel like you start to get in touch with that kind voice where if I'm not yelling at myself and I'm not mean at myself, then really nothing else matters.
Absolutely.
Right? It doesn't matter if you don't like me. It doesn't matter if he doesn't like me. After I do something, if I'm like, hey, you did a good job, I'm really proud of you inside, like being a good mom or a good dad to your inner self, all of a sudden, I want to try more things because I know that I'm not going to be mean to myself and get mad at myself for trying and failing and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, well, it's perfect because when you're saying all of this stuff, it's all the practice that I've been through, right? When you do the work and you go through the healing, if trauma, like if anything happens again in the future, you don't hold on to it much longer.
Right.
Whereas before it would take years and months for me to recover. It's just like
a day, a couple hours.
You were right though. You said that a few weeks ago, a week and you're done.
You're like, meh. Because I think the more light you bring into your body, all of a sudden it's like you create that barrier where you want it. Like I remember sometimes I'd want to just fall back, like free fall, like I'm going to be so sad and depressed and just like almost like put on those pants. But now I can't go. It's almost like somebody's holding your head.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I can't get upset that much, you know, or I can't really. And also you don't want to. It's like your body's
trained.
That's
what I was just going to say. You refuse to stay in that space because it was so painful in the past and it kept you so trapped. And now you're just like, that's why I'm saying, this is the type of work that I, you know, I'd love for a lot of people or the audience to like really start delving into and look into, right? Because you're not listening. And I wasn't for many years. Most of my life, I wasn't listening to my own body. And little do I know now, like if any little tingle in my body, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. Right? Because you don't realize what an instrument, like this is our vehicle, our body. It's not who you are, but it has so many messages for us sometimes. You know, you walk into the room and you get the goosebumps or you feel a certain pain that could possibly be just information. And I think that's another message for empaths. Don't get so identified with, I could feel everybody's emotion in the room, and use that as a ribbon. Like, that's why I'm crying, or that's why I'm upset, it's because I was on the bus and the bus driver was sad and I'm carrying his pain. Use it as a tool. It's not a gift to be, I want to say, like, misused. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Where you're getting validation for having all these feelings. Emotions also have information. So get the information and then let it go. You don't have to store it in your body.
Yeah, you don't have to, yes.
For days. Like, so you walk into the room. Sometimes I'll even say, look, I don't need to know anybody's information in this room. I don't need to know if the cashier is breaking up with her boyfriend. I don't need to know if the guy behind me, you know, can't sleep at night. So starting to train yourself to be like, it's okay right now. I don't have to feel everybody's information. But also knowing that you can do that, and knowing that you were picking it up unconsciously before.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, though, because what people tend to do is just, like, even through, like, either watching news, like the collective consciousness. Imagine, like, you're having so much information come at you, right? And then you have your own, everything that's going on in just your household. It's so important to protect your energy.
Yeah.
Your energy field.
But I love it now, because I feel like even that protection is coming from a higher place. Like, before, it was more of conspiracy. Like, somebody's trying to invade my energy, or the television is trying to control me, you know, and people would sound crazy. But now when you work so hard at meditating or exercising and eating healthy, you just find that, like, for me, it was all almost like swimming. Like, I'm just trying to keep my head above water. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel sad. And, like, I just had to be around positive people. Like, one phone call could just be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sinking down low. So you start to learn, like, I'm in a great space. And then all of a sudden, you know, my husband puts on a super adventurous, violent movie.
Yeah.
And I could just feel in my body, like, chick, 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 chick,
uh-huh.
chick. And sometimes I have to also be like, I'm just watching a movie.
I know.
I am not trying to create this in the world. I'm just trying to enjoy a superhero movie.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, oh, this is how, you know, if we're energetic beings and my thoughts mm-hmm. and everything, we're, you know, we're putting it out there, I'm very aware of what's happening, right?
Yes.
So I'm like, if, like you said, collectively, if we're all watching the news and something's making us feel fearful, angry, you know, apart, you
right.
know, that's a lot of the things, like, then you're so much easier to manipulate, because your energy's so dense and you're in reactive mode. You're in survival mode.
Well, because everyone was even asking me, like, how did 2020 be one of the best years of your life going into 2021, and yet the world is in turmoil? And I was like, because it wasn't my world. You
right.
know what I mean? And then I, you know, of course, as a, you know, a healer, or, you know, light worker, you don't want to concentrate on that stuff, because there's already, there is a lot of heavy lifting, so to speak, right? That you're going to be doing as your path progresses.
Yeah.
But it's really important that you carry the light.
Yeah. I think it gave some people the chance to slow down too
mm-hmm.
and appreciate what's around you. Like, if, you know, you're not normally around your kids mm-hmm. or your spouse, that all of a sudden, you know, for some people, that could have been a very positive experience, you know, because work before was keeping them, you know, away, and everybody was on different schedules. And I think some families came together, and I think other families had to work through it. And it wasn't always good. But at the same time, I think those are just things that were going to come out anyways. And they just ended up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we never really got along. Now we're stuck to be with each other. And I realize.
Well, no, that's so funny that you got the reaction from me. I mean, I have an absolutely wonderful relationship with my family, right? And so it was always great to, like, come together and at least have that close-knit dinners. Or, you know, you had your quarantine pods. But I know from hearing stories that there were family. I mean, some people either made it make it or break it.
Right.
Because they just, what they were doing was using outside sources to keep them busy, that they couldn't really just handle what was inside the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And there's so many layers to that. Like, some people, you know, I mean, unfortunately, you know, with jobs, and then they had to go into survival mode, or, like, there's so many different lessons. And I don't know, like, I'm not in charge of all of that, of being right or wrong. And some people had it good. I'm just grateful that I got to enjoy that time. Like, I really got to grow. And I also got a chance to feel what it was like to be in neutral, because you didn't have to be anything. Like, I didn't have to be a mom that rushing to get my kid to school. I didn't have to, you know what I mean? You didn't have to go anywhere. So there was a little bit of all this have to, should be, missing out feelings, where everybody was kind of stuck in the same situation. And then one part of me, it really made me happy how we came together, you know, in Italy, where somebody all of a sudden got on their balcony and was playing music for their entire city. And everybody was just, you know, they appreciated these little moments of love.
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean?
You make me want to eat pasta right now.
I just ate pasta.
So. Did you just eat pasta? I was like, I could feel that transfer.
I know it's 11 o'clock, but.
I was just like, you make me want to eat pasta right now. I want to go to an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, that's where we're going to go.
We're all right, like, okay, this. We lost our train of thought. I'm so sorry.
Focus. But again, I saw the beauty in that, where sometimes it would make me cry, where I saw how we worked together. You know, when all of a sudden we were all clapping for all the doctors and the nurses that were working. Absolutely. Like, I love in the middle of chaos at times when people wake up and there's love and connection and appreciation, because most of the time everybody is in that automatic, like, robot mode. So we kind of got shaken up. And some people also realized that they couldn't be who they were anymore, and they wanted to be somebody new. So anytime something good happened out of it, I'm like, oh, that's such a great gift that I think a lot of people would never have known. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And even that's what you're saying. Even like, I kept that energy field in my house. It was just literally me and Tristan, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, God, I have so much to teach him about spirituality and all this kind of stuff. And literally, he learned it on TikTok. And then we would have conversations. It was just like, I said, Marissa, how did he pick up something so fast? You're all like, there's just, when you're younger and you have less programs, they're just so in tuned. And the fact that I was keeping that energy field in that household for my son, it allowed him to start picking up like either frequencies. And so now, like, I mean, at 16, 17 years old, like,
I love it.
He's, you know, he's conscious, he's mindful. And that's what I think we're going to start seeing with these next generations.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the biggest point you just said. And it's good for me to hear too, is just creating space for our kids. Because sometimes I'm the worst. Like, my poor daughter, Sky, I'm like, hey, you want to meditate? Or, hey, let's do this. And where I'm constantly playing tapes and I've got thousands of books. I'm always drawing. And, you know, I feel like that little mad scientist, like, oh, my God, I just discovered, you know, how the body and the emotions and our thoughts all interconnect. And, you know, she hears all of this information. But sometimes they just need you to create the space so that they can figure it out
themselves.
Yep. And just using you as an example, as much as I even get excited, like, you know,
right,
it's going to work. Or, you know what? Well, what do you want to do for your life? As opposed to, you know, coming from a, you got to figure it out, or blah, 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 blah. It's like, what do you want to create?
Yes,
you
that's exactly what makes you happy.
Who do you want to be around? You know, and it's, you create that space for them to start to go, wow. And even when they do manifest something, even if it's something simple, I'll say, did you see that? You were just talking about that. You just saw that in a book, or you just had that idea. And then 2 days later, it's happening. You know, either we're at that place, you met this person, you know, like, she was just talking. She's, my oldest daughter is very beautiful. She's like a model. And she's saying, I want a model. And
those legs, like, those legs.
I know. She's, I stand next to her. I'm like, Italian. I was like, dang. But she's like, I think I want a model. And we had gone to LA and there was a photo shoot going on. And I was like, look, that's all modeling is. You know, I'm always, because I spent years in the fashion industry. I'm always trying to be like, that's all it is. I know it looks glamorous. And, you know, yes, you get to travel to great places. But I always like to see the simplicity of things, right? Yes. Like, there's the reality of it. And I said to her, you know, take it in. Is that something you want to do? And I kid you not, later that night, we went over to a friend's house and they had a designer in the house. And they looked at her and they said, hey, do you want a model? And she was like, yeah, I've been thinking about it. And he said, I've got 10 beautiful gowns and I need a model. Can you do that for me right now? Can you just model the dresses and I'll take your picture? Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay. And I'm, you know, of course, me, the mystical mom, like, holy crap. You know, it goes back to that, you know, she was open to doing it. And here she was that same day doing a photo shoot for a big designer at his house.
What?
I know. I mean, I'm like, and I just said to her, I said, you're doing it. That's it. That's all it is. But she had to be open. You know, first she had to create that idea. Yes, this is what I want to do. Then the next step was being open to opportunities. Maybe if she wasn't ready, we would have been at his house. Maybe she wouldn't have been acting a certain way or presenting herself a certain way or wasn't ready for him to even ask. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
She could have said no, but it all...
But do you think that now, looking back between her experience and Tristan's, do you think that time gap or time and space gap is like breaking down for people to start manifesting yes. faster if they're super in tune?
That gives me such goosebumps. Right? Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're... Do you know why? I feel like, pop up.
Why?
Do you know why? It's first time I looked at the camera. Well, we're moving out of that logical, third dimensional, slow way of thinking because we are energy and getting bigger than the mind, getting bigger than the body and being that able to feel it energetically. Like, well, what do I want? And that starts to vibrate. That frequency starts to flow all around you. And it starts to give you the freedom too, not to be tied to any blocks. She's not tied to, well, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not ready. I'm too small. I don't want to do this. I'm not ready. Even though her mind says she wants to do it, her energy, everything down here says, I don't want it. So again, being in that situation, she would have gone denser and wouldn't have been ready. He probably wouldn't mm-hmm. have even asked her. Mm-hmm. But because you're expanded, you're going into the higher fourth dimension. And then when you have your heart open and involved, now you're going into the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension is all love, manifestation, things happen instantly. It's. I mean, we all have those stories where we can manifest little things very quickly.
Now it's just
you know what I mean?
Boom.
Yeah, because we're coming from a space of love and abundance. And the good thing is, I think, that when you are in that logical third dimension, that things do move slower because most of the time we're thinking negative thoughts and we're very sloppy with our thoughts. So I probably would be dead because my thoughts would have all been negative. Like, yes. I hope that this happens or, you know what I mean? Meh, meh, meh. Everything was like, you know, like evil spells everywhere.
Ego, yeah,
everything.
I don't like that person. Meh, meh, meh.
You know, like everything is heavy and negative. You're very rarely, you're like, I wish good things for that person, you know.
Yeah, but yourself. Not really.
Yeah. I say it with my mouth, but my heart's really saying, meh.
Exactly. And that's right? What I'm saying. We have to tune in to truly see if like our thoughts and our heart are really in alignment with each
right.
other.
Are they coherent? Are they moving? Are they in alignment? And then I also thank the energy like, oh, I'm so glad that if I'm not in alignment, things don't happen because... You know, think of how sloppy we are with our thoughts throughout the day.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, geez. And now I also catch it when something negative does happen, you know, where I'm like, I hope there's no traffic out there. And then you get on the highway and it feels like all the cars all of a sudden are like, shh, I better not get a red light.
Red.
And I'm like, ah, okay, I have to change this, you know, or little things where, you know, where we catch when we are manifesting, but we're focused on what we don't want. But I do still give myself a little applause. You know, I validate it. Like, you did that. So I just recognize it. You created that.
Well, I'd like to give you an applause because I'd like to congratulate you on your YouTube show.
Thank you.
Yes, because you did start releasing new videos about a month ago.
I did. I really got stuck. I started filming about 3 years ago, right when we've been working that long together, I think. Oh, no, I had videos out already. About a year. So... I was filming and then my critic started coming out strong. I started just putting so much pressure on myself. And then I was just frozen, like somebody looking at their notebook, like, what am I going to put out? What am I going to talk about? And I really wanted to teach, but at the same time, I didn't want to feel like a poser. Do you know what I mean? It's
yes.
like, I want to teach you, but I want to have fun. And I really wanted to come from this place of, I just want people to be happy and raise consciousness yes. and also be empowered. Like, I'm all about superpowers.
You yes. know what I mean? We're light warriors.
Yeah. I love getting in touch with our clairs. And like, as much as I want everybody to heal and reach their potential, mm-hmm. I really love people getting in touch with their superpowers. So here I was, you know, I started doing it and then I just felt like, so I took
that chakra.
Blocked throat chakra, which I realized I didn't even make a video on the throat chakra.
Yes, and she did. She does have one like that she just released probably maybe about a few weeks ago or a month. So check that out.
Yeah, so that was interesting. But again, so now I'm just it's hard. It, like, I still don't even know what I'm going to shoot Thursday. But I'm like, so just have fun with it. Because, again, I feel like I want to talk about the dimensions, right? Like, I really yes. want to jump in and be like, what's the first dimension? Because I feel like when people start to become aware of these different spaces, yeah. again, it gamifies it. And it's like, well, what dimension are you living in? What dimension do you want to go into? Because those are just frequencies, energy center, energy places.
Yeah.
So I thought all this more technical stuff, I'm going to put on my website. So that I know, and I'm going to create a small circle or a big circle, but it's a circle of people that are serious about taking this work to the next level, because I want to get deeper in describing, you know, what's going on. Whereas YouTube is more fun. You know, I mean, it's carefree. It's more for the masses. Like, uh-huh. you know, it's okay. It's a chakra, right? I just want to make it light so you're not scared. But on my website, I really want to create a space where
The community.
This is
where
right?
the community's coming together.
Where you don't have to deal with judgment and you don't have to deal with being afraid to ask questions, and the people there are authentic. And that's where I think I want to do the lives too. Mm-hmm. So in the morning, I can be with my coffee and my eyelashes and my hair, but just be like, oh, this is what's happening right now. But sometimes I don't feel comfortable to do that necessarily.
Not the live streaming?
No, but like on my Facebook page or yeah, like just to the masses, I feel like I get really shy about
you
that.
You do?
I think because I
went backwards. I went like live streaming. That's why I'm all like, hi, everyone.
yeah. But I just have to do it. That's part of my fear. You know, I think it goes back to that old thing. Like, is somebody going to execute me for, you know, telling you the secrets of the mystical realms?
I was like, come on. Yeah. I was like, let's do live together. I'll press the button.
Yeah, this is super fun. That's yeah. why I thought, let's do the podcast. Because this is just part of giving us the stage and the space to kind of voice what's going on.
Absolutely.
And how we're feeling.
No kidding. And I'm just like even thinking about that, right? And it was just so crazy how the universe kind of catapulted me and started me off live.
Because yeah, I love that.
And I think that's what it was. Maybe it needed to have me start off that way so my critic couldn't go on.
Right.
Because then I just got more comfortable with it. If I made mistakes, I made the mistakes.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? But I think people want to see that now. They want to see you in your authentic self
right.
moment after moment after moment. That's the only true way that they feel like maybe they can connect with
you. I love
that.
That's such a great lesson. You now are my mystical guy. Thank you. No, but that's such a good point, where I was in the fashion industry for so long. So I get comfortable if I'm on stage and I know, okay, edit where I'm swearing or stuff like that.
Yeah, no edits here.
Right, but you make that perfect example where people just want to sometimes see you and feel you and trust. Like, you're right. Sometimes,
right?
You know,
because we were even
live.
Talking about that before we started recording here.
Right.
That the younger generation, they just like, oh, I've got the download. Here you go,
oh, yeah,
record.
They're so fast.
Yeah.
They're so fast. And again, doing also what medium resonates with you. Like, some people, their expression would be, you know, through their art. You know, they're
yes.
scared to get their art out there, or they want to be healers. Like, I meet so many of my clients that are amazed. Like, there's so much light and I could see them full of so many guides. And I'm like, you're meant to be a healer. And they just needed that little extra step to go, okay, we just got to clear a little bit of this energy. And then they can flow into being who they're supposed to be. So everybody finds their way of getting this message across. For me and you right now, it's doing this, right?
Yes.
So people don't feel so alone. And for me, I'm going to have to work on the lives, knowing, again, I'm talking to someone out there that wants to hear it. Because I figure if you don't want to hear it, turn the radio off.
That's the hard part
right.
too. Because
just walk away.
Sometimes you press live, you're like, hello, is there anyone there? And then you first start seeing that. You
start
to see one person and you're like, oh, thank you for coming home.
I know, you feel like the person that had a party and nobody showed up. You're like, what? You're a little extra. I brought biscuits. I got chips.
You thank you for coming. But then sometimes you don't realize in live streaming, I hear like they're bots sometimes.
Oh,
so
great.
You don't, you're yeah. like, yo, now there's
that
another.
That heart wasn't real.
Yeah, that heart. It's just reminding me of a lot of my live streaming. But it's the process. It's taking action. It's doing something.
Doing something. I think that's the biggest lesson. I remember my grandfather, when he was close to the end of his life. So funny, it closes my throat. But when he was close to the end of his life, he was full of regrets. He was like, I can't believe that my life's almost over. I never built that house or that cottage on the land that I had. You know, I didn't go on that trip, or I didn't, you know, my grandfather, it was that Italian, you know, I'd be with him all the time. The family, where we're after school, we're always with him. But I, in some ways, I think he wanted to travel. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like all of a sudden your time is up. And we don't realize that's why we have to jump. It's like, do it now and do it because you want to experience it. Do it because you want to get that message out so it helps the other generations. Then I feel as the more we can get other people to feel happy and expanded and free, everything is going to shift. Because when you're in that space, you don't want to pollute the land. You don't want to hurt anybody. You know that you're not in competition with somebody else because you're so in your own bubble and moving together that you, like, I'm so happy that you're doing your show. And then together we're doing, you know what I mean?
It's like, together we're doing this podcast and let's see where it takes us to.
Exactly. But that only comes when you're in that flow of the good for all.
Yes.
Right? When you're in that denser, like,
where you're finding,
right, then it's so much harder.
And it's so harder to manifest, because then first you've got to get out of that space.
Right.
And then you're, and then you start raising your Abraham, and what is this? What was our other conversation that day? Abraham and Esther.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you going that direction? Just go where the flow is.
Oh, yeah. Why are you going upstream? Go downstream. Go with the flow. But the good thing is now you just catch it in your life when I'm doing it.
Yeah,
like, even when I want to call somebody.
Paddle the other way.
Do you ever have that? You want to call somebody and you could tell it's not the right time to call them. But my mind, I feel like I'm just like, I just want to call them. And like, I'll know, like, I got to call my sister. But you're not supposed to call her right now. And you just feel like she's probably at work or can't get to her phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You start to get more aware of when we're pushing against what we want in the logical mind as opposed to wait 5 minutes so she's out of the bathroom and then call her.
Yeah, exactly, right?
You know what I mean? Whatever that is.
Or when it feels,
where you're like, oh, I should call her now. She's in a perfect space. Like starting to trust those little gifts because it's not, yes, it's magical. Yes, it feels mystical. But it really is just being connected to those energetic waves that we're all already connected to.
Absolutely, right?
Connected to the waves that are connected to each other that are connected.
Oh my gosh. So, for me and you, we talk for hours sometimes, right?
I know.
And that's what we could probably do here today.
Keep going.
Right?
The thing that I loved about you, and I think working with you also showed me, is that people do need a system, a course to follow. Yeah. And that's what I created now on my website. I wanted to give people the steps so that if you can't go see a therapist or you can't go get Reiki, it's like, what meditations, what rituals can I do to help me just feel a little bit better? And that's really what I wanted to create, a fun, flowy place, have worksheets where you can do it. You know what I mean? Where we can do lives and you could ask me questions, right? So that I can help you get out of those funky places and it could be a little bit more private.
Yes. And that's exactly why I wanted to bring you on this podcast, to let other people know that there's a light I don't want to say it though. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, but really in actuality, there is no tunnel, right? There's always just like, see, bing, another moment, right? The tunnel is the illusion, not the light.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, that gave me goosebumps.
You like that one?
I like that
I think
one.
I saw that on an IG post. I think it was on an IG post. The tunnel is the illusion.
The tunnel is the illusion. You are the light.
Oh, so that is definitely what's in the making right now, is for people to be able to go to your website and take part in either like these workshops or some of the videos that you're going to be putting on. That's what you're working on right now.
Yes, that's what I'm working on. So I'll have the YouTube videos that if you just want to get your feet wet and just figure things out, kind of, you know, a little bit more fun. And for the people that want to get a little bit more serious and want that continuous work and want to work on your, you know, like your superpowers.
The path I took last year, and I'm telling you, it was just opened up my whole world. It changed my whole world.
Oh, well, I love seeing your success, right? That's the best thing. It's like seeing someone shift and then getting what they want. To me, I'm just like, yes,
right?
You know, you connected to your light. You are shining. You are glowing. And now it's just more and more. You're attracting so much and attracting amazing relationships, amazing people. Like, look where we are.
I know, right?
Who would have ever... on a bed right now. I'm not like, dunk,
yeah,
dunk, dunk, dunk.
Yeah, exactly. When I was like, last year, I was like, Marissa, Marissa, yeah. Right?
We got all that off of you. Sorry, I smacked the microphone.
Like it was a B-I-C-T.
No, but it's just like getting all of that. And it's just you're the perfect example of where we're trying to get to.
Oh, that's that amazing. That, I mean, I can look back 1 year. The journey is just, well, maybe a year and 3 months or, yeah. You know, beginning of 2020. But that year that unfolded was just absolutely amazing. And it just continues to be very magical for me right now.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, I love you to pieces too.
And thank you so much for being my season 3 opener.
I know.
Woo. Right?
I feel like I should have bring like
the. Next time, Marissa's going to bring her coffee.
I know. I bring my wings. I'm just kidding.
Right? But yeah, so could you let the audience know if they wanted to tune into your YouTube or any of the other platforms you're on, could you let them
great.
Know?
Oh, great. Are you going to also put it up?
Yes, I will put it in the description box.
On Instagram, it's Grieco Marissa. And on YouTube, it's Marissa Grieco, your mystical guide. All of a sudden, I'm very professional. And on Facebook, I think it's also your mystical guide.
I was like, you know, this is a video also.
I know. And, you know, it's so funny because my husband, he's the best. He takes care of all of this stuff for me. You know, he helps me with the editing on the show. If this was him, he would have this all written out.
Like,
make sure you mention the exact address, you know, for me and stuff like that. Whereas I'm like, I think it's.
It's your mystical guide and
So
it's so funny that you say that though too, because yours is actually the only podcast that I'm actually releasing, only recording like a few days, but most of my season 3 is recorded already.
Oh, really?
But yes, my other, you know, the other lady that I interviewed too, when I was asking about like her website and asking her, she goes, wait, what is my website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the the hard thing when you're so mystical
or like, because she is spiritual advisor.
And because I'm always just in the moment and I try to be so in the moment. And
yes.
Thank goodness for my older daughter. You know, she's like, Mom, she's got everything written down. She knows where we're going to go, what we're going to do.
Right.
You know, the handlers. I should have that all memorized, but I don't have the business sense. Do you know what I mean? As much as everybody tries to pound that in my mind, like, get your website out there, get your videos, get your YouTubes out there. I'm like, if you want to see my YouTube video, go see it. If you want to go for a walk in the park, go for a walk in the park.
That's kind of like,
do what you want to do. I'm not going to force you to go to my site.
That was very much me like last few months as I tried to, you know, like get the brand up and all that kind of stuff. I was like, I just want to record podcasts and I want to.
Yeah. I'm like, if you want to go to my website and become a superhero, go to my website and be a superhero. If you want to figure out how to get there, I'm hoping that, you know, Liz will put something down for you.
Yes, exactly.
A tracking device. If you don't want it, you don't have to do it. But if you do it, you can become like her, a host of your own TV show.
Right?
8 billion.
But you've got to do the work.
But you got to do the work.
Yeah. Oh, my God, my love. Thank you so much
for
this opportunity to share your work and for giving me the opportunity to be able to share even my experiences with you. This has been amazing. And of course, like I said, you know, you're always welcome to come back. And
oh, I'm coming back. This was fun.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, I have vodka. I mean, water to drink.
We're like, yeah, thanks, Chris.
I know. I'm like, what are we doing tomorrow? I feel like this should be a radio show. And tune in 98.7. Mystical Mondays.
Well, yes, another great episode. I can't believe this is season 3 opener. But thank you, everyone, who has tuned into season 3 opener of the 8 Billion Podcast. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If it's moved you in any way, please review and share your thoughts or text me your thoughts at 949-247-2800.